Millie, created and transcribed by Frank Galen and starring Audrey Totter. Well, our Millie is a very lucky little secretary indeed. Not only does she have a good job with J.R. Boone and Son, but she stands an excellent chance one of these days of becoming Mrs. Son. She's been going steady with Junior for some time now and getting steadily steadier. So you can hardly blame her as she takes his dictation each morning for dreaming of the day that they'll be married and she'll be dictating to him. But as we join Millie and Mama Bronson this morning, there seems to be a small cloud on this bright matrimonial horizon. Last night, Junior's family invited Millie and Mama to their house for dinner, and it appears the evening was something less than satisfactory from Millie's viewpoint.
All right, already. So you're mad on me. But why? What did I do that was so terrible?
Please, Mom, I'd rather not discuss it.
I want to know. What did I do with that dinner last night that was so awful?
Mom, it's over. Let's not cry over spilt milk.
It wasn't milk. It was gravy, and it was an accident.
Okay, it was an accident.
What else did I do? I suppose asking for a bag so I could take home some of the leftover food for our dog. So how do they know we don't have a dog?
They may have guessed it when you asked for a container to carry the soup in.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Millie. But with people starving in the world, I just can't stand to see food going to waste. That's the way I am, and if your snooty future-in-laws don't like it, I'm sorry.
Look, Mama, try to understand. You know I could never be ashamed of you. It's just that Junior's father sometimes is a little bit of a stuffed shirt.
If you ask me, his mother's a stuffed blouse, too.
Okay, so that's the way they are. That's why I was so anxious about you meeting them last night.
I was only doing my best to be friendly.
I know that, but you just can't go up to a person you've just met and say, I can give you the name of a good corset maker.
I'm sorry.
You ought to be. Maybe it wouldn't have been so bad if you'd have said it to Mrs. Boone.
Well, if you ask me, that Mr. Boone needs help. Just because his family goes way back is no reason he should be so far out in front.
Oh, Mama, you're incorrigible.
Mildred Bronson.
It means you'll never change.
Oh. Well, I'm an outspoken person, that's all. Whatever I'm thinking, I gotta say. That's such a bad way to be. Plenty of people admire me for it. Matter of fact, I think Mr. and Mrs. Boone were crazy about me last night.
You do?
Of course I do. Didn't you see how bad she felt when she suddenly got that headache and had to go to bed?
Yeah. And Mr. Boone felt so bad about her headache, he suddenly got one, too.
Yeah. And just as I was about to show the snapshots of my operation.
I bet you would have, too.
So why not?
Mama, let's face it. It was obvious that Mr. and Mrs. Boone felt uncomfortable with you last night.
They're supposed to feel comfortable with me? What am I, your mother or a mattress?
Mama, you gotta understand that type people. Their family's just lousy with tradition and history and everything. Mrs. Boone's great-grandfather served with General Grant. And Mr. Boone's great-great-great-great-grandfather served under Washington.
So hooray for them.
But you must admit they got a right to be a little proud.
Why? My Aunt Mamie on my father's side once got a quarter tip and a little pinch from President Coolidge. Do I go around with a sign on me?
Oh, what's the use of talking? I'll see you tonight. I got to get down to the office.
Millie. Millie, darling, I'm sorry if I made you think of
me. Mama, I'm not ashamed of you. It's just that Junior's parents are so, well, so conservative.
Yeah.
So next time, just try to be a little more careful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll see you tonight.
Okay. Ah, say, Millie, bring home some tomato sauce with you, huh? I'm going to make spaghetti for dinner.
Yeah, wonderful. Who can that be? I'll get it. Yes?
Good morning.
I'm sorry we have such a loud doorbell. I guess it woke you up.
What's in the suitcase? You're selling something, huh?
Uh-huh.
Look, mister, we're busy now.
Oh, don't say that. I'm here to offer you an opportunity that doesn't come to many people because I don't get around much.
Yeah.
And Mama.
Just a second, Millie.
Let me ask you a question. What is the greatest discovery science has made in the last 10 years as far as aiding the physical health of human beings is concerned?
Penicillin?
Pooh.
Pooh, huh? Aromycin?
Pooh.
Pooh also? What then? What?
Yogurt.
Yogurt?
There are tribes in the wilds of Asia who eat nothing but yogurt morning, night, and noon. They live to be 150 years old and never have colds. And when their hearts finally stop beating, it takes 6 months for them to fall down.
My goodness, how fascinating.
True, madam, true. And I have improved ordinary yogurt 200%. Imagine.
Before I go, may I ask you one question, my friend?
Sure.
If that yogurt is so energy-giving, how come you're so tired?
Ah, because I've been too busy so far this morning to take my yogurt. Now, if you have a spoon, I'll remedy that oversight right now.
Yeah, here's a spoon right here.
Thank you. Now, just remove the top from this jar I take for my soup.
Yeah?
Put the spoon... You don't have a lighter spoon, do you? Never mind. So I'll take one spoonful.
Amazing, the greatest discovery since the dawn of history. You can't afford to pass it up. You must buy my yogurt. Do you hear me? You've got to have it. You've got to have it. That's all. Yahoo!
He's finished, Mama. You can come out from under the table now.
I'm sorry if I frightened you. Must have taken a slight overdose. Now, let me explain why my yogurt is better than any yogurt you can buy in store.
Mama, I gotta leave now or I'll be late. Promise me you won't buy more than a dollar's worth, huh?
Yeah. Goodbye. Go ahead, Mr.
Sweetwater. Bob Sweetwater.
Yeah.
Now, then, the culture of my yogurt is much stronger than the culture of any yogurt on the market today. Why?
Goodbye, Mama.
Because the germ formed by this...
Oh, well... She doesn't gamble, she doesn't drink or smoke. She's got to have some fun.
Morning, Martin.
Millie. Oh, don't move. Stand there for a moment with the morning sunlight behind you.
My gosh, don't tell me I forgot to put on a slip.
You say. Oh, gee, you look so pretty with the sun shining on your beautiful hair.
Well, that's sweet, Martin, but I...
No. Wait. Stop. Don't move. Just stand there and let me drink you in.
Martin, I'm late. Take bigger sips.
There you go again. Breaking up our romance with your slippery marks.
Romance? What romance?
You love me, Millie. Even though you won't admit it. When you smile at Mr. Boone, Jr., it's really me you're smiling at.
Norton.
Good morning, Miss Bronson.
Oh, good morning, I mean, Mr. Boone, Jr.
She thinks she loves him, but it's really me she's talking to.
I guess I left you pretty late last night. Did you sleep all right?
Oh, wonderful. I dreamed about you.
That was me.
You got a little good morning kiss for the boss?
Yvette, boss.
Come here.
Silly girl. That's me she's kissing and she doesn't even know it. Boy, look at that kiss. And she thinks she doesn't love me. Okay, that's enough. Hey, enough already. Wait, stop it. Stop it. I can't breathe.
Huh?
Martin, you're pale.
I can't help it. I've never been kissed like that before. Oh, Millie, I'll never forget that moment as long as I live. I'll see you later.
There's something wrong with that boy.
Martin's okay. His only trouble is that he feels like Clark Gable and he looks like Morton.
I see what you mean. Now, let's see, where were we? Oh, yes. Come here. Yes, Dad.
Mr. Boone.
I was just whispering something into Miss Bronson's ear.
If you were headed for her ear, you certainly were taking the southern route. When you can tear yourself away, John, I'd like to see you.
Gosh, he didn't have to get that mad.
Yeah. You think that was the first time he'd caught us?
I know.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry about it. He's probably still a little upset over last night.
Yeah. See, I'm sorry my mother didn't get along better with your parents.
Oh, it wasn't her fault. It's just that Dad is... Well, he simply thinks of your mother as being a trifle giddy.
Oh, Mom isn't giddy at all. It just seems that way sometimes because everybody else is so normal.
Yes. My father hasn't really had a chance to know her, that's all. I'll bet if he could see her in her own home in familiar surroundings, he'd realize what a fine, sensible person your mother really is.
You're right. Gee, if only... Hey, I got an idea. Mama's going to cook a spaghetti dinner tonight, and she makes the best spaghetti in the whole world.
Say, if there's anything in the world Dad loves, it's spaghetti, too.
Good. This is the opportunity to show him that we both come from a normal, respectable home.
Millie, that's wonderful. I'll go right in and tell him about the invitation.
Well.
Oh, before I go, Millie.
Huh?
I'd kind of like to, whisper something to you again.
Would you? Okay. Wait till I pucker up my ear.
I'm home.
Lunch ready?
Oh, Millie, is that you? Oh, have I got news for you?
Yeah, I have some news for you,
Wait,
too.
Wait, you hear mine? Remember that Mr. Sweetwater who was selling yogurt this morning?
Yeah, how much did you buy?
I didn't buy any.
Good for you.
You see, this Mr. Sweetwater has the most wonderful product in the world, but he has no place to manufacture it because he lives in a hotel. And, well, I figured he needed a partner.
Mama.
So, to make a long story short, you'll never guess who's in the dining room making yogurt on the floor.
That man is in our dining room making yogurt.
Millie, don't you understand? I'm in business. It's a whole new future. Yesterday, Bertha Bronson, nobody. Tomorrow, Madam Bertha, the yogurt queen.
Now, you listen to me, Mama. There's going to be no yogurt factory in our dining room, and I mean it.
Mr. Sweetwater says all we have to do is let the culture ferment in the dining room, and when we can smell it in the bedroom, we know it's ready.
Mama, sweetheart, sit down.
Hmm?
Millie wants to talk to you.
Huh?
Now, you listen carefully, honey. The news I had for you was that Mr. Boone Sr., my future father-in-law, mind you, maybe, is coming here tonight for a spaghetti dinner.
No.
Yes. Now, I'm not going to say another word about it. I'll eat my lunch in silence. But when I come home from work with Mr. Boone, if I find the slightest trace of yogurt culture or Mr. Sweetwater, I'm moving out of here tomorrow.
So, Millie, you don't...
Mama, did you understand me?
Okay.
You'll have to choose between me and the yoga sisters. Now, which is it going to be?
Well, you, honey, naturally.
That's fine. And never let me hear the word yogurt again as long as I live. Now then, what's for lunch?
Well, I've been so busy with Mr. Sweetwater that I didn't get a chance to go to the market.
Oh, there must be something in the house I can eat. Well, come on, Mama. What is there? Mama.
How can I tell you if you never want to hear that word again?
Oh, Mama.
How's your knowledge of geography? Pretty shaky, if you're like 9 out of 10 people. Yet this is one of the most vital topics of concern to everyone. Why? Because the geographic framework of the world reveals how man adapts himself to the different physical environments. And in many cases, it shows how man changes his surroundings better to serve his needs. This fascinating and important subject, world geography, is one of the courses being offered by USAFI, the United States Armed Forces Institute. This is the worldwide school whose campus is made available to military personnel wherever they happen to be. Here's your chance to find out about the Earth, man's early geographic knowledge, and population and culture since 1750. For complete details on world geography and over 200 other courses offered by USAFI, get in touch with your education officer. Do it today.
Well, Millie's mama is always on the lookout for projects to fill her spare time. Therefore, when she met a Mr. Sweetwater who needed a place to manufacture yogurt, it was only natural that she go into business with him and start making it right in the dining room. Well, anyway, it was almost natural. However, as you might guess, there's a fly in the yogurt. Millie will have none of it. She's bringing home her future father-in-law for dinner and has given strict orders to have the decks cleared of Mr. Sweetwater and his cultures. Mr. Sweetwater has just been apprised of this news and is taking it far from calmly.
Oh, no, Mrs. Bronson, no!
I'm sorry, Mr. Sweetwater, but that's what she said.
Well, she has no right to do this to you. Whose house is this anyway?
Mine.
And who pays the rent?
Millie.
Let's look at it another way. Who paid for the furniture?
Millie.
Who sits in it?
Me.
Then you got squatter's rights. We're not budging.
Mr. Sweetwater, you gotta go. My daughter said so, and that's final. I'm sorry.
Oh, won't fate ever let up on Bob Sweetwater? A failure. Always a failure.
Oh, don't worry. You'll find some other place to make your yogurt.
Yeah, but your dining room was so perfect. The temperature and the humidity and just everything. And it was coming along so beautifully, too. Smell that?
How could you miss it? That smell comes out and grabs you by the nose.
Tomorrow morning, we'd have had 68 quarts of fine yogurt. Oh, what a shame.
I know.
Oh, I don't care for myself so much. It's just Linda and the babies.
The babies?
Once more, I'll have to come home and say, kids, your daddy's a failure again. I can't do it. I can't. I just can't bear to look in the little one's face. And the others, not saying a word, just throwing things at me.
They throw things?
Well, can you blame them? Nothing I do turns out right. I'm just a miserable failure.
Oh, gee, I wish I could go ahead with our plans, Mr. Sweetwater. I really do.
Just until tomorrow morning, please. Please, sweet lady, beautiful lady, please.
But I gave Millie my word.
Okay, all right. Everybody takes a kick at Bob Sweetwater. Why shouldn't you? Sometimes I wonder why I go on. I've got a good mind to jump into a vat of my own yogurt and energize myself to death.
Don't talk that way, Mr. Sweetwater.
Well, what else is there for me?
Wait, it's okay. You can leave your yogurt in the dining room overnight. Mr. Boone will have dinner in the kitchen.
Oh, Mrs. Bronson, I thank you. You don't know what you're doing for mankind. You go down in history as the greatest benefactor to the American stomach since Mary Margaret McBride.
Yeah, that's fine. But what'll I tell Millie? And what'll Mr. Boone say?
Well, why do either of them have to find out we're making yogurt on the premises?
Mr. Sweetwater, basic equipment on a person's face happens to be a nose. That's why.
Well, here we are, Mr. Boone. See it ever so humble.
Yes, and I don't mind telling you, I'm starved, too. I can't wait to get at that spaghetti.
Oh, you'll love it. Mama's an expert. I'm glad you're getting this chance to see Mom in her own home.
Yeah.
Right up these stairs.
After you, my dear.
Thank you. I'm so glad you could come tonight. I wanted to see the Bronson family, just a normal, respectable family, leading a normal, everyday. Mr. Boone, do you smell anything?
Why, no. I'm sorry, but I have a bad cold in my sinus.
Don't apologize. It's a pleasure.
Why?
Because unless I'm mistaken...
I heard you coming up the stairs. Welcome, Mr. Boone.
Well, thanks. How are you, Mrs. Bronson?
Oh, fine. Come on in. Make yourself comfortable. Dinner will be ready in a jiffy.
Good.
You go right into the living room, Mr. Boone. I have a few words to say to my mother.
Okay. Don't keep me waiting too long now. I'm starved.
You're mad on me, huh, Millie?
Mama, I warned you. I ordered you.
Millie, honey, I couldn't help it. I couldn't. Mr. Sweetwater has three children, and they throw things at him, and the humidity is perfect, and everybody kicks him, and I sit in the furniture anyway. And it's only till tomorrow morning he wanted to know which way was the river and his 68 quarts of good yogurt. And please don't leave me, Millie. You can't. Please don't. Please, huh?
You'll have to go back. You forgot a touch second.
Try to understand.
Huh? I understand fine. After what happened last night, I bring Mr. Boone here to dinner to show him we're not a screwy family after all. And what do I find? A dining room full of yogurt.
Look, honey, we'll have dinner in the kitchen. It'll be nice and cozy. Mr. Boone will like it. He doesn't have to know anything.
Oh, Mama, how can you do this to me? Here
well,
we are.
The jiffy's up, ladies. Which way is the dining room?
Well, We're not going to eat in the dining room, Mr. Boone.
Oh.
We thought the kitchen would be so much more friendly, sort of.
Yeah. Well, come on, sit down. I'll put the spaghetti right on the table.
Mother's spaghetti is really something special, Mr. Boone. She got the recipe for the sauce from an Italian nobleman.
What was he, Mother? A count or a duke?
He was the Iceman.
Mama will have her little joke. Oh, here we are.
Yeah, okay, dig in, everybody. Take plenty, Mr. Boone, huh? Millie, pass Mr. Boone the breadsticks and cheese.
Here you are, Mr. Boone.
Well, thank you. Boy, oh boy, spaghetti sure is my favorite dish.
Oh.
Yes, sir. And this is...
What is it, Mr. Boone?
I don't know. Something's trying to break through my cold.
Oh, my goodness. Don't let it, Mr. Boone.
It smells like you had something rotten lying around for a few months and it's spoiled.
That's so funny. I don't smell anything.
Neither do I, even when I take a deep breath. I don't smell a thing. Here, Mr. Boone, let me fix your napkin for you.
Hey.
Ooh, not over his nose, Millie. He won't be able to breathe.
You're telling me.
Please, Miss Bronson,
I'm sorry. I just have to get a dishpan. It's overflowing a trifle. Don't move, sir. Don't move. I can lean across you and reach the sink. Oops. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to knock your glasses in the spaghetti. Now, I'll get them for you. I'll put them back on. There we are. Mm. Now, all you have to do is wipe the tomato sauce off your nose. Here's my dishpan. I'll go right back to your dinner, folks.
What was that, and why do you keep it in the dining room?
Well, we're having some alterations done.
But who is he?
He's the plasterer.
He's the painter.
Well, which is it?
He's a painter, and he's plastered. I mean, he's a painter and a plasterer, too.
Yeah, you know what it is to get anything done these days, Mr. Boone. What with the shortage of labor and everything? Why, how long is it we've been without a maid, Mother?
26 years.
She means months. Please eat your spaghetti, Mr. Boone.
Yes.
Yeah, do, Mr. Boone. I know you like it.
He's back again.
Yes, and oh my, that vat is just bubbling in there. I got to get some more. Now, don't move. I'll be out of your way before you know it. I just lean across.
Watch it!
Look out, spaghetti!
Well, look at that, will you? Clumsy me went and spilled the tomato sauce all over your pants and jacket.
Why, you get away from me, do you hear? Get away!
Oh, yes. Of course, that's the way you feel. Certainly. Goodbye.
Oh, look at this suit. Ruined.
Mr. Boone, we can get it clean.
Nothing on earth can take a stain like this out of a suit. I'll show that man a thing or two. I'll teach him.
No.
Wait, Mr. Boone.
Be careful, Mr. Boone. The dining room is full of...
Now, really, Mrs. Bronson, we can hardly guarantee our yogurt to be sanitary if you're going to have every Tom, Dick, and Harry falling into it.
Get him out of here. Do you hear me, Mama?
Get him out of here!
Millie, why don't you stop cleaning out your desk? How do you know Mr. Boone's going to fire you?
After what happened at my house, don't be silly. When Mr. Boone stormed out of there with Mr. Sweetwater under his arm, I knew my job was over.
Oh, gosh, Millie, I sure hate to see you go like this. Where's the old man now?
And it's a deal, my boy. We're partners.
For heaven's sakes, who's that with him? Why, it can't be.
Right you are, Mr. Boone, and I just want to say a man never had a finer partner than you have.
Mr. Sweetwater.
Oh, hello, Miss Bronson.
Miss Bronson, how would you like a raise of $10 a week starting Saturday?
A raise?
You deserve it. Thanks to you, I have discovered the greatest invention of the age. Remember that stain on my suit? The tomato sauce?
Yes.
Well, when I fell into Mr. Sweetwater's yogurt, it removed it instantly.
No.
Yes. Imagine. And now Mr. Sweetwater and I are partners in the world's best cleaning preparation. Our slogan, Mr. Sweetwater?
For clothes that look both healthy and clean, remove the stains with yogurtine.
Oh, Millie.
Miss Bronson, are you all right?
Sure, I'm fine. But I'm a little worried about everybody else.
You've been listening to The Golden Days of Radio, brought to you each weekday evening at 6:30 on CSB 8-3.